Okay, so now we're going to find another very important being that is with you at all times as well. And this is called the gatekeeper. And the gatekeeper is your bridge between you and the spirit realm. It differs from your higher self because your higher self is a part of you. The gatekeeper is not a part of you. The gatekeeper is another being that is here to support you and your higher self. It acts as sort of a modulator who allows spirits to come close to you or to be blocked out, blocked away, like any gatekeeper. The gatekeeper gives you the access or gives other beings the access, and that role is critically important. So here are some of the features or roles of the gatekeeper. As I said, it helps you to connect to other guides. It also helps you to communicate with other guides where you understand what other guides are saying to you. So theoretically, if a gatekeeper, if a guide gave you a symbol or gave you a message that you had no clue what the heck it meant, and when you asked that guide for more clarification and it was still not clear enough, you could go to your gatekeeper and ask your gatekeeper to help put it into a way that you could comprehend. Your gatekeeper is also another one of your protectors. And the reason I say another one of your protectors is because Archangel Michael is a protector, and there are other kinds of guides that could be protectors. And your gatekeeper would be part of that function as well. One of the ways that your gatekeeper does that is by you working out and making a pact with your gatekeeper as to the only kinds of guides that the only kinds of guides that you want your gatekeeper to allow through to have access to meeting with you, to getting into or near your orbit. The gatekeeper is also there to help increase the energy when you're connecting with your guides so that the alignment of you and your guides are such that you can communicate. So your gatekeeper acts as a modulating, a calibrating force. So for instance, you know, it's like two ships in the night. If we're not at the same, if we're not at a compatible vibration, one ship can go right past the other and not be able to connect. They won't be able to put down their anchors and meet each other. It's the same thing with vibration with guides. And your gatekeeper can help to make, create some sort of a synthesis, a synthesizing of energy so that you and other guides can communicate if that's something that is for the highest good. The gatekeeper can also help you to build a relationship with other guides where there are boundaries, like with any relationship. It's kind of like a big brother helping a little sister or a little brother know how to set the rules and terms and conditions of another person. So the gatekeeper could act as a mediator, could act as a translator, could act as an advisor to you to help you set up the kind of relationship with any of your other guides so that it is a favorable relationship and that it's an effective relationship. And as part of this protector role, the gatekeeper would help you to be safe when you're opening up, when you're setting your energy. So conceivably, based on when we would talk about protection and declaring your protection, you could add in those declarations, even when you're doing the raising vibration of stepping onto step one and step two, right before going into step three, you could call on your gatekeeper and say something along these lines, where you ask, you make a pact, so to speak, with your gatekeeper, and you tell your gatekeeper that you only want to connect with other beings that are of your highest and best interests, where you are giving an instruction, a directive, an order, so to speak, to your gatekeeper, making it very clear that you only want to allow in loving, kind, high spiritual beings that are part of God's love and light and beyond. And you could tell the gatekeeper that you'll accept all kinds of beings as long as they are coming with your highest and best interests at heart. So, for instance, the fact that that little gremlin had shown up when I was doing my exercise, I need to now go back to my gatekeeper and specify a few more things. Or it could have been that the gatekeeper was part of why I was able to find that little dude that showed up, and I need to just make some clearer requests of my gatekeeper. But it could have been my gatekeeper that helped me to see that this guy was lurking in my energy field. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes.
At all times, your gatekeeper is your is part of your ally team, is part of you having the best connection with other spirit guides to help you create the life that you want. That's number one.